Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Jay?
Yes.
Just got back from Florida.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was in Florida for Disney World and Universal Studios this week. So a quick 3-day excursion. It's technically for like our anniversary. 2 years, me and my wife, September 23rd. And for our honeymoon, we had gone to Disney World and Universal. So she booked a quick trip out there. So that's what I was doing this week.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll get into it. We certainly had a long weekend because on Saturday, which was our anniversary, our close friends actually also got married on the same day. So we went to their wedding. Right. And we were hanging out there, and it did rain a little bit on their weddings, unfortunately. And it would have been awesome if it didn't rain. It was all outdoors in the woods, and they had like picnic benches set up. They were going to have like cornhole and like all these games. And there was like a food truck with grilled cheese, but
nice.
It was raining. So everyone had to hang under the pavilion. And then, after that, we went to, like the ceremony, and that was in some tents, luckily. So we were out of the rain for that. But I was like, I can only imagine, you know, if it didn't rain, it would have been 10 times better.
Did anybody bust out in an Alanis Morissette song?
No, but they did have a live band playing for, you know, the reception part. And the bride did sing a song she wrote for the groom.
Nice. They should have said, it's like rain on your wedding day.
I wonder if the DJ played that at all. We actually had to leave early because I had to go pick my daughter up last minute. One of my friends watched Gwen for us. So we picked Gwen up, came home, went to bed, and then got up and we had to drop Gwen off at my wife's mom's house. And then we jumped on a plane and headed to Florida for Sunday was Universal Studios Horror Nights.
Yeah, was that pretty cool?
Yeah, I mean, we did it in the past. Like I said, we went for our honeymoon, so we were a little more prepared with this time because we ended up paying for the like speed passes for the haunted houses. There's 10 haunted houses you can go to, and it's quite a bit extra for the speed passes, but definitely worth it because some of the houses that they had, so they had the big houses were Stranger Things season 4 was a haunted house.
Was that cool?
And oh yeah, I'll get into that one. The Last of Us was another themed one, and Chucky. And those at one point had almost like 80 minute waits.
Wow.
So it becomes very difficult to do all the haunted houses in that one night if you're waiting
an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Cause the show does open, I think. I want to say doors are at like 6:30 or 7. It's a different ticket to get. You could go to Universal during the day, but then they kick you out if you don't have passes for the horror night experience. Right. So it starts from 7 and it goes all the way to 2 a.m. We were there at 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Going to haunted houses. And we had the fast passes. And then.
So what's a fast pass wait?
Maybe 15 minutes.
That's not bad.
20 minutes the top. And you're going through it and you see the sea of people of lines. And I'm like, I can't even imagine standing in line 80 minutes, like trying to stay occupied. And like, but then they also had little places you can go off to get like themed food. So they had like something that was like Child's Play related. And they had like these chicken tenders. It was like Friends to the End chicken bites or something like that. And then they had what was really cool was the Last of Us theme. They had a couple food stations set up with the, like Fedra. So it had like the Firefly like logo on it. And they were doing see if I could pull up some pictures to show you. It was all themed around mushrooms because of like fungi for the infection.
Yeah.
Essentially. So we ended up grabbing these like mushroom like skewer type things. Let's see here. So it says food rations. It was called Twisted Taters is the name of the
that
food
looks
there.
Amazing.
And corniceps corn dog was the other one. But we got we got the twisted tater, so you could kind of see Steph biting down, and it was like, ooh, that was like it good. Was like a spirally, like thin cut spiraled up a stick of food. But I will say I did film as much as I can, and a lot of this will be going into my Halloween special on my YouTube channel. I try to film the haunted houses, but they actually don't let you. There's not supposed to be any film or photography in it. I had the GoPro all set up. I had like a chest mount.
You're
and
ready.
We got up to the door and they were like, oh, you got to turn the camera off.
Because they don't want any of that leaked.
Well, because I was like, there's videos on YouTube right now with like walkthroughs. So either people one are sneaking it. But we did watch one guy's because Steph was like, oh, I watched this guy on YouTube. Like she recognized him at the park.
And oh, wow.
We checked and he actually got a pass from Universal to be media and they invited him down to film all the houses. So I think maybe when I do my special, I'll just include some of his footage, put a little credit and be like, this is what we saw. Right. So we just filmed ourselves like we would exit the haunted house and then kind of give our thoughts like, we just got out of the Stranger Things haunted house, which it was based off of season 4. So they had, Eddie in there and a lot of the other characters there. So you would go through and they did like the scene where Eddie and I'm going to forget his name, Dustin, were like fighting off the horde of bats. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like that looked really cool. And they even have a bunch of like Vecna popping up out of it to scare you.
So do you have a definitive favorite of what you thought was the coolest while you were there?
We saved it for last. I think The Last of Us was done really well. They used a lot of the like voice samples,
okay,
from like either the game or the show. So you hear Joel's voice and Ellie's voice and just the way they set it up. That one, and I will say there was another one called Big Yeti or something Yeti, where they had like the Yeti monsters in there.
And that's amazing.
Certain spots they actually pump like a certain smell.
Like, yeah, because they say Yetis have like a real distinct smell, like a musk.
Right. And I was like, wow, that's something like, you know, really gives you the immersion in there. Exorcist was another big one. There's a new Exorcist coming out. So we hit, I think, 8 of the houses out of the 10. And we missed. There was one with all the Universal monsters. And then there was one called Dueling Dragons, where you go into the haunted house and there's actually like branching paths that you choose. But we didn't get to go to that one because it's a lot of time, you know, walking around, grabbing some of the food. And then they also have like a live show, which I think there was either 3 or 4 of them. And we stood in line the first time and then it got to capacity, so we couldn't go. So we had to wait and we came back at like 11 o'clock and got in. And it's basically like a dance number show, but they're using like pyrotechnics and fire. And like everyone's kind of like dressed erotically, I guess.
erotic yeah, like dancers.
A lot of leather, you know. Fair enough. There's like metal music going on. But yeah, it was a really good show. And a
little S&M.
Basically. but I will say I was freaking hot. I did wear pants and like a t-shirt, but I was
You dress up?
So I did bring I bought like pajamas that were skeleton themed,
right,
which I was going to wear to Disney the next night. So I was like, you know, when I go to Universal, I have like a Frankenstein's monster t-shirt I'll wear and then just pants. But I definitely wish I had shorts on. I was like getting hot. I was like rolling them up.
It so was I, pretty hot
yeah Florida, it was steamy. And I was, you know, grateful when we got into the haunted house it was air conditioned inside there, so you got a little break from the heat. But it's a ton of walking around. And like I said, the park's open till 2 a.m. So you could still even go over to Hogwarts area.
Nice.
And hang out there for a little bit. And then, you know, Simpsons is open. So you can still play games and go on some of the rides. But we were freaking exhausted. I ended up picking up a cool t-shirt and a drinking glass.
Oh, cool. As well.
So I'll end up showing those off. But I did take a picture of the glass. It was a Last of Us themed glass. And it has like one of the monsters with like, you know, the cordyceps on them.
So I don't know anything about Last of Us.
Yeah, I mean, it's like zombie apocalypse type thing. It was a game, and then now it's a TV show that you could watch on Netflix.
Oh, sweet. Maybe I will then.
So that was a big one. It has, I can't remember the actor's name, but whoever also played the Mandalorian in The Mandalorian.
Oh, the bounty hunter?
Right. So okay. He's in that. And he was in, you know, obviously a few other movies. People are going to be yelling at me. It's so-and-so.
It's what's his name? I don't know his name either. It's Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. No, Boba Fett's another guy.
It's something Fett.
So that was Sunday night. So then, I mean, we got home, you know, 3:30, well, to the hotel that late. So we crashed and got up, I think, at like 10, 11.
Yeah, after a night like that, you need to sleep in a bit.
So we broke it up. So the second day was just a relaxing day. So we went to the pool, hung out, and then took a bus to Disney Springs, which is just like shopping area. And we hung out there and we ended up getting some lunch, going back to the hotel for a few hours, and then went back and actually went to the movies to see A Haunting in Venice.
Okay.
Which is, I don't want to say it's like a sequel, but it follows the same detective as there was a movie called, I think, Murder on the Nile. And there was like another one, but he's like this very smart detective, and it's takes place back in the, you know, whatever, 1600s or back in the day. And it was super cool. They had like a bunch of jump scares. And then he kind of breaks down how certain things aren't supernatural, and he's trying to solve the case of who got murdered. And so
it's like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So that was a good one. And then we ended up going on Tuesday was Magic Kingdom. We had tickets for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which again, it's a separate ticket. So if you went to Magic Kingdom during the day, that's a separate ticket. And then at 6 o'clock, they kick everyone out and this party starts. So we only had tickets for this. So we showed up. They let you line up at 4 o'clock, but they said so many people come then, just come a little bit later. So I think we got there at like 5, got in, and you get a little trick-or-treat bag.
Nice.
And certain things have like a Halloween overlay on them, certain rides and things are themed. And what was it? We watched, there was a quick show at the castle where they have the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus come out.
Okay.
And do a little like little speech thing, a little bit of fireworks, a little witchcraft, you know. And again, oh, like you said, I was gonna come dressed up, but I'm like, it's so freaking hot. Like I just wore shorts and I had my Russ Lyman zombie t-shirt on.
Nice.
And I had a black cap just like this. It's all black, but it has Jack Skellington's like face on it.
Did anybody recognize you down there?
No.
Was it like, Russ, what you doing?
I know. One of the cast members was like, I'm trying to figure out your shirt. Like, what is it? And I was like, oh, it's me. Like, I made it for a Halloween special. And so this is me as a zombie. And he's like, oh, it's pretty cool.
Sweet.
But so we watched that first show. No more 10 minutes after that. Downpours. Pouring rain. We were like, oh my God. So we ended up finding like a store to go in and hang out.
How long did it last? Like 30 minutes?
It was a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like, we're looking on the app. It's like 100% chance of rain. We're like, oh. So we ended up, we did get into the queue at 6 o'clock, the virtual queue you can jump into for the new Tron ride. And we got into it and I was like, okay, well, let's head to Tron. I don't think they're canceling the ride because it's still going. And we ended up having to buy ponchos.
Oh, I hate
just
because
I'm like, nope, we're going to get soaked if we don't have a poncho. So Disney sure was happy. They probably made an extra 10 grand in ponchos.
I'm sure.
so we walk over to Tron and we were able to get right on right away. They had the virtual queue line and no one was in it. And it's pretty sweet. It, you know, it's like a light cycle. You like hold the bars and sit down like you're literally on the light cycle.
Is it two per thing or one per?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're side by side. I took some video
Sounds amazing.
And it takes off so fast. I was like, oh my God.
You feel like you're about to fall off of it?
Almost.
But do you have like a seatbelt or something locking you in?
No. So how it works is you're holding the bars. And so like you're reaching out like this and you pull the bars closer to you, which closes it like a thing on your back, like clamps down. So you're
okay.
Like,
so it squishes you in.
Right. Basically like that. And you're like on a bike. And then you go.
Did you feel like like you're on a spear bike from Star Wars?
Similar. I mean, it feel like you're on a light cycle from Tron.
It's a little different. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The speeder bikes are more like a motorcycle. Right. I'd say like lean back with the Tron bikes. You're heavily leaned forward. But I took like a slow motion video. Where was it? Was it here? I could show that. If you guys see it. If you guys are watching, yeah, it's side by side.
Oh, and yeah.
And they all
see
light
the wheels. They all have like wheels.
Right. And they all light up. And this part of the track goes outside so people can see.
Yeah, I was about to ask. It looks like it's outside there.
But it's so that big dome's covering everything. So we weren't getting rained on or anything.
That's sick.
But it goes, you know, inside and it's completely black. And then it starts lighting up with the neons. And then they have like another light cycle that's orange, like following
like
you.
Like following you, like through the whole.
It's only, I think, a minute for the ride, but it's freaking intense. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to go again, like, so bad.
It was
but
so rad.
I was like, this is great. Like, loved it. But it's technically not open. So that's why this was like you got into the virtual queue and you could only ride it once with that. So I was like, OK. But we went to the store and all the merch there was like awesome. So I ended up picking up a t-shirt, but they had, you know, you could get the identity disc. They had backpacks, helmets, the whole nine. I was like, I can't be spending, you know, thousands of dollars on merch in here. That so I was like, so I'll cool, get though. One thing. But then we ended up going to eat. So they had themed food at certain restaurants. So we ended up going to, what was it called? Billy something. Billy Ray's, or I don't even know. Let's see, what was this? This is the food we ended up getting.
What was it involving?
So, did I take a picture of the
God,
menu?
I'm so hungry right now, Russ. You keep showing me food.
So they had terrifying twice spiced chicken sandwich, zombie fingers, the snarling sub, which is a meatball sub. And then River Styx Elixir, which was a kiwi lemonade drink there. So we ended up getting, well, everything but the sub. We both got the chicken sandwiches and the zombie fingers. That was good. That hit the spot. And it finally, like, subsided with the rain slightly enough. So we ended up walking over and doing some rides. We went on to Thunder Mountain.
Cool.
Got a lot of the rides, because a lot of people weren't doing the rides, were short. Like, it was like a 20-minute wait on that. And then people were watching the parade. So they had special characters that would come out for the parade that you normally don't see during the year.
Gotcha. Like, so Halloween, like, characters.
Right. And then again, they would have certain shows like on the castle itself, and Jack Skellington would come out, or they would have all the evil people. Here's Captain Hook. Here's Ursula. Here's Cruella de Vil. So it was certainly themed. But again, that rain just kept coming on and off. So we'd have to put the ponchos on, walk around a little bit, take the ponchos off.
Wow. Should have put a real damper on your day.
Right. But we had said, we both discussed, like, well, we'd rather have it rain while we were at Disney than Universal. I felt like Universal, we were walking around a lot, and then you're standing in line mostly outside,
right,
to get into the haunted house. So I couldn't even imagine being at Universal that night.
Mm-mm.
But we stayed till, I think, 12. They were,
wow, you stayed pretty late. So were you like clothes soaked by the time you left, or were the ponchos doing their job pretty well?
Pretty good. Like, my shorts were a little bit soaked, but we stayed somewhat. My shoes, on the other hand, though, the socks ended up.
Oh,
for a scan, some of the puddles are just too deep. I was wearing Vessies, which is supposed to be water.
What is.
Those are like, if you watch YouTube videos and they get sponsored, they're a sponsor on some YouTube videos and they sell like water resistant shoes.
Well, they need to do better. Send us a free pair because your shoes suck, Vessie.
But yeah, so that was good. And we got back, and today we ended up flying home. Our flight left at 11 a.m., got in at 3, and I was dumping all my footage. We're doing laundry and getting all set up. Hopefully I'm going to edit a video tomorrow to have up on the channel. But yeah, I was super excited for the trip. Again, I'm going to post most of it into my Halloween special coming out later in October.
Sweet. I have no Halloween special, but you can go back and watch the one and only episode of the Saturday Super Show that I ever put out like 2 years ago. I had this grandeur idea of this show, and it would have been amazing, I feel like, at least for me. I got one video done and never did another one, but you can go watch it. It is Halloween themed.
Oh, for that. Yes. Super because show. You did. To elaborate more, because Jay approached me about it. Basically, he wanted to have different segments where you would review a serial.
That's right.
A TV show.
Yep.
And
like a cartoon.
And then like maybe a toy.
Yeah.
That could almost be all themes. So like Ghostbusters serial, Ghostbusters cartoon, and toy.
Yep.
And kind of change that up every week. Because that's
I think I was going to do it monthly, once a month or bi-monthly.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that being due. This way you wouldn't burn out of all the episodes quickly. Right. But, I mean, bringing back nostalgia of, like, Saturday morning, what would you do? Get up early, get some cereal, watch cartoons, and play with your toys.
Play with your toys, exactly. You remember it totally, Russ.
Yeah.
That was the whole gist of it.
I mean, I have so many ideas of, like, these fun shows. But, again, I think me and Jay both suffer from have cool ideas, do the execution, and then they don't really pick up too much traction. And if you don't get a ton of views on it, it's like, am I going to put all this effort in to then not have a ton of people essentially watching it, I guess?
Well, I will say in Russ's defense, if I was Russ, you probably would have got more than one episode. You probably at least would have got 6 to 8.
Right.
Because Russ is more efficient at getting videos out than I, clearly. I've toyed around with making another one day. We'll just see. The first step is to get this room straight. After that, you can't see below my waist, but if you could, it's a disaster down
there. Well, it's all about,
say about that.
Cleaning when you can and situating it. It depends how you want to, you know, divide your day up. If you get home from work and you're like, I'm going to have an hour of free time, where do you want to devote that to? Cleaning a room?
It's usually
a video or
laundry, kids' right. Homework, dishes, dinner, bath time, bed. And repeat. Then on Wednesdays or Thursdays, depending on the day, I'm here with Russ.
That's it. Yeah, it's certainly tough to keep up the schedule. I said, glad we can switch it up here and there so we could keep the podcast going so we don't miss any episodes. I will say, if you guys want to call into the show, let us know how we're doing or leave us some topics. We got a phone number. It's 949-682-9277. 949-682-WARP. Or you can just check out the website. That's easier. Remember, theweeklywarppipe.com. Or you could pick up a mug like Jay's showing off.
It's a great mug. I love this mug. I have magnets downstairs too.
Nice. All the goodies. And we do want to do a quick shout out to our Patreons to help support the show. We got Dan Nichols, Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Lemongood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic16. So thank you much for your support and letting us continue to do this show and all the shows on my channel.
That's right.
Or multiple channels, rather. Keeping it busy. Anything? I basically talked this whole episode. Anything else happened with you, Jay? How's work going? Did you hurt yourself? Or
so the only thing that I didn't get to bring up that I wanted to bring up is I started listening to podcasts because I've noticed that podcasts don't destroy my phone battery like the way that YouTube does. I guess because there's no video, it's just the audio. So I started listening to Crime Junkie.
Okay.
It's just basically like these two girls, and all they do is talk about either unsolved, like kidnappings or murders, and it's entertaining. But I feel guilty for the fact that I'm entertained by these stories, even though I know these stories are important because, A, sometimes it helps public awareness and it helps them get solved. Like, this person might have seen something and then they report it back, but which is good. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm being entertained by a story of someone's demise.
Right.
So then I feel a little guilty about, you know, that part of it.
Gotcha.
So, because it's like they're real. I mean, these destroyed families, you know.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, it hits home or that reality of like this actually happened.
This is a real story. This really happened. So I kind of like, I'll listen to a couple episodes and I'm like, all right, I need to like listen to something else. So I'll listen to like a pop punk podcast or like, or either like Weekly Warp Pipe or Warp Pipe Wednesday or just something different, you know, or a hockey podcast. But I always find myself coming back to it because they are very intriguing, like these stories.
Right. I feel like with that, it's a lot of you want to know what happens next. So they keep you hooked, essentially, because, you know, something like that being a long story, certainly maybe they can't wrap it up in one episode. So they have multiple episodes of the same situation or whatever.
Most of them get wrapped up. And then every now and again, you'll see later that like, that story has been resolved. Like this one case I listened to today about this 8-year-old girl, like it took 30 years and it was crazy because this podcast came out and like this episode came out in March and it just so happened that like July, just like 4 months later, this dude of 30 years who they were talking about just 4 months prior finally got like, it finally got solved. They caught this dude. And I don't know if it was because of the podcast and bringing awareness to it or if it was just pure coincidence, but I thought that was crazy.
Nice. Yeah. At least some resolvement.
So there you go. But that's what I've been doing this week.
Sounds good. Staying cool too, hopefully.
Oh yeah.
Well, we appreciate you guys checking out this podcast. If you guys enjoy coming back, we got new episodes every Wednesday for Warpipe Wednesday, or we have our other series, The Weekly Warpipe, every Saturday at 7 a.m. You can catch me and Jay doing what we love doing.
Hanging out and chatting.
That's it. All right, guys, as always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.